Hello, this is Eva from Beharbo Med Spa Miami and Atlanta. And today's topic is going to be menopause. And menopause is such a wild, wild topic. And I happen to know so much about this topic. So first of all, let's start with the word menopause. What does menopause mean? Where does it come from? So menopause is a natural biological process in women that marks the end of our reproductive ability and our end of our menstrual cycles. It is a stage in a woman's life when the ovaries gradually stop producing eggs and the hormone levels, particularly estrogen and progesterone, decline significantly. Menopause is typically diagnosed in women when they go without their periods, without their menstrual cycle, for at least 8 to 12 months. It is a normal process of our aging, and it occurs usually in women between the age of 45 and 55, but there are women that can go to menopause at the age of 38 as well. And menopause is often accompanied by various physical and emotional symptoms. And pay attention to this, because a lot of you might not even know that this is what it is. Hot flashes, night sweats, day sweats, mood swings, vaginal dryness, and sleep disturbance are just some of the signs of menopause and the symptoms of menopause. There are many others, but these are just some. Now, where is the word menopause originate from, and is there an end to menopause? Do we go to menopause and then it stops? So first of all, let me just explain you so you have a little bit of an understanding. Actually, the word menopause stems from the Greek language, as so many medical terms do. And it's derived from actually two words, menos, which means month in Greek, and pauses, like pause, means cessation or stoppage. So menopause. When you combine the two, they form menopause, which is signifies the cessation, the end of monthly menstrual cycles. And this actually reflects a fundamental aspect of our stage in our life and the rest of our life. For everybody to understand, menopause is not something that ends. Menopause is not something that will go away in 3 years and you will stop having these symptoms. I personally can tell you this. When I started menopause, which was about 15, 16 years ago, for the first 5 or 6 months, I lost my period and then nothing really happened. And I said, wow, I must be one of the lucky ones. And past 5 or 6 months, I remember precisely, I was sitting in my waiting room having a conversation with one of my clients, my patients, and I suddenly felt like somebody poured hot water and blew hot air on me. I got red in my face. It was steam coming from my body. I was so hot. Hot flashes, the first hot flash came. And of course, a lot of women know that this is, first of all, it's very, very uncomfortable. Secondly, it's very embarrassing when you are sitting in company or you are somewhere and suddenly this hot flash comes. You don't know what to do with yourself. You need to faint yourself because you feel that you are going to faint. I happened at the time to know that there are situations, there were some products, there are some creams that were on the market for menopausal women to balance the progesterone and the estrogen. But since I had no symptoms myself for the first 5 months, I didn't pay attention. I thought, well, maybe I skipped this. Only, as I said, to let the situation come to a head, and I thought that I'm going to die. And I happen to be a very, very strong woman, but this is something that I said, no, I can't live with it. And it happens to be, you know, things do happen for a reason. I was listening at the time, and let's go back now, 15, 16 years ago, I was listening to Larry King. I was in my house, I was listening, and he had Susan Summers on his show. And it said, I was doing something, so I was only listening, and suddenly it piqued my interest, and she was talking about menopause, she was talking about bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and it suddenly piqued my interest, and I was fascinated by what she had to say. And she obviously was talking about a book that she wrote, and she was talking about the significance of menopause and hormone replacement therapy. I immediately ordered the book. And she also said on the show that actually she did a lot of research, and she researched doctors who actually are practicing now hormone replacement therapy. And she explained that once a woman goes into menopause, hormone replacement therapy is actually the only way to go, the only way that you can balance your hormones and bring your hormones back to the level before pre-menopause. So I did buy the book, and I looked at the back of the book, and I found a physician that was registered in the book. I placed a phone call. I wanted to see him immediately, but I couldn't see him immediately. And it took a little while before I got an appointment. And in this little while, which was maybe a month, I really, 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 really suffered horribly. And the hot flashes would come and any time, day or night, and in the most inopportune time. I also suddenly experienced a mental fog in my head. And once I received an appointment and I went to see the doctor who practiced bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, he took my blood and he said, Eva, it will take 14 days. I'm giving you right now progesterone, estrogen, and testosterone. Those are bioidentical hormones. It will take 14 days for it to kick in. And I promise you, by day 15, your hot flashes will be gone. He was absolutely right to the T. I did exactly what he said. I ordered my testosterone cream from a compounding pharmacy. And here is something that I have to share with everybody, and I have to let women know the difference between hormone replacement therapy and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Bioidentical hormone replacement therapy is actually a process where compounding pharmacies produce estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. It's produced in the lab, it's produced in the pharmacy, but it is identical to our body. And this is why I personally was very much in favor of bioidentical hormone replacement therapy and not pharmaceuticals and not hormones that were given to women by gynecologists, which were derived from horses' urine. And I absolutely was opposed to using regular hormones that had nothing to do with a female's body. I have absolutely no relationship to horses, apart of loving them, but I am not a horse. And giving me medications and pharmaceuticals that were derived from horses was absolutely unacceptable on me. And as is anything in the medical field, you yourself have to be your own advocate, you yourself have to do a lot of homework, and it is something that I think should be offered. It's not, but should be offered to every woman that goes into menopause. But the reason it is not offered, because it is a very, very lucrative business, and for a woman to get bioidentical hormone therapy prescribed, maybe today you will find some doctors that would do some tests, but most of the time, the doctors that practice or went to practice and studied bioidentical hormone replacement therapy charge $3,000 to $5,000 for the treatment, and it's not cheap. However, if you calculate the rest of your life compared to $3,000 or $5,000, then I think that every woman's life is important. And if you have 30 years to live in misery and in fog, then I would even borrow the money and I would find a specialist that does treat women and does treat menopausal women and does offer hormone replacement therapy. Just so, again, just let's recap. You have a bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, in short, BHRT. And bioidentical hormone replacement therapy involves the use of hormones that are chemically identical to the hormones that are naturally produced by the human body, by us, by women. Hormones such as estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone are derived from plant sources and are specially formulated to match a woman's unique hormonal needs versus traditional hormone replacement therapy, which is just HRT, which often all the time uses synthetic hormones that molecularly might be identical in structure to those that produced by our body. I personally am of the opinion and of the belief that I would rather go with something that is identical to me than something that is created in a lab for women that has very little relevance to my particular body and my particular needs. The way bioidentical hormone therapy works is this way. You go to see a specialist. There are some gynecologists that practice bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, but they are very few. You really have to do your homework. But let's just say that you found somebody who practices, and they have great reviews, and you spoke to patients and you saw hundreds of reviews, then I would go there and I would spend my money with them. If you cannot find anybody, then I would start at least with an endocrinologist. An endocrinologist, usually if you have health insurance or you have Medicare, then endocrinologist will be covered. An endocrinologist can at least do the following. An endocrinologist can take your blood work, and an endocrinologist can test your levels of estrogen, your levels of progesterone, your levels of testosterone. And you can at least find out where your levels are. And then with that information, you can go and seek a professional that would have knowledge in deciphering the information that you got from an endocrinologist, and then would order you the bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Basically is divided like this. You get a patch that is made for progesterone. You get estrogen tablets. You get estrogen patches, progesterone tablets, and testosterone cream. But it's not only testosterone. There are several items in the testosterone cream. But here is what has to find a balance. And this is something that everybody has to figure out for themselves. And this might take a year, might take 8 months, might take 2 years, until you find out what works for you. I have been personally very lucky, and the doctor that did do my workup with my hormones and my blood work balanced, and I visited him maybe 4 times in a year until we found the right amount of estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. And I am running with this for 15 years already. I go for blood work once or twice a year. I check my hormone levels, but they are the same. They are not changing. And since they are not changing, I keep doing the same thing. I use estrogen patches. I use a testosterone combination cream. The patches are every 3 days. And the progesterone tablets are every night, and the cream is every morning. For me, I personally was very fortunate because it didn't require many adjustments. And I would say that perhaps there are a few reasons for it. First of all, the doctor was very knowledgeable. The doctor knew what he was doing. The doctor knew what he was looking for. Secondly, I was a perfect candidate because I didn't have any other health issues, and therefore it was much easier to balance me and find the golden middle way to my bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. But I have to specify something that is super, super important. If a woman has history of ovarian cancer or breast cancer, she is not a candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. If a woman had a hysterectomy, she is not a candidate for full bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. The only woman that will qualify for a full-fledged bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, a woman that have all their reproductive organs intact. That means they have their ovaries, they have their tubes, they have their uterus, and these are important because even that they do not produce a lot, they produce some. And the combination between the production of some hormones that come and the activity of the bioidentical hormone replacement therapy puts you in a situation where everything balances out. I can also tell you this, that the mental fog that women get when they go into menopause is horrible. And studies and research shows that statistically, if you think about it, there are more women suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia than a man. Now, yes, there can be two reasons for it. One, because a man dies so much younger and women live so much longer, which is true. But there is another component. And if you think about it logically, it makes a lot of sense. There is a tremendous fall. When you're up to 30, your hormones, everything goes up. And then from 30, they slowly start turning downwards. And then when you reach the point of menopause, there is suddenly a huge fall, a huge fall. It's like you are falling from Kilimanjaro all the way down. There is such a huge fall, and there is such a shock to the body, because it's like boom, and there is no more. No more progesterone, no more estrogen, no more testosterone. And studies show that when this happens, something happens also in the brain. And brain requires hormones. I mean, hormones are the base marker to our existence. And when women don't do hormone replacement therapy, a lot of women, the fog that happens in their brain once they go into menopause, that fog becomes more and more and more visible, and you feel it more and more and more, and then eventually it turns into Alzheimer's, it turns into dementia, it turns into senility, because there is no replacement of hormones. You just eliminated your body of something that the body had for 50 years. And suddenly the body and your brain is supposed to live without these three hormones that are the pillar to our existence, to everything. So there are not only hot flashes, not only only memory loss, not only a lot of other side effects, but there is this huge side effect that studies point in the direction that Alzheimer's and dementia are directly linked to women that lose their hormones and never replace them back. Now, I also can tell you, and this is something that's debatable, when I started my hormone replacement therapy, and in the process, the doctor asked me, they said, Eva, would you like to get your period back, because my organs are all intact? I said, no, I have absolutely zero desire to get my period. Which woman wants to get a period once you got rid of it? However, there are pros and cons to this. There is a lot of people in the research of bioidentical hormone therapy that point to the fact that if you get your period, you are not only getting your hormones balanced, but you are renewing your whole system. You are renewing your whole reproductive system. You are renewing your whole system, and you are renewing your brain cells. There is a lot of stuff that happens in the body when you get your period back. Look, for women, if you would ask a gynecologist and they would talk to you and they would tell you that, considering the risk, but if a woman had her babies in her 20s and then she decides at 38 or 40 that she's going to have another baby, if health-wise everything is okay, the recommendation and the suggestion state that it's actually a very good thing, because you are renewing all your organs and you are going back 20 years. So if a 40-year young woman has a baby, becomes pregnant, she's renewing all her organs as if she was 20. So her chances also for her brain are much, much better, because she renewed everything in her body, because the changes going through pregnancy and then after pregnancy changes everything, renews everything. So, same thing is with the period. But I, at the time, stated that I don't want my period. I said, no, what I want is, I want to get rid of my hot flushes, I want to get rid of the brain fog, and I want my energy back. I want to be the way I was when I was 40 years of age. And that's exactly where I am. I'm 68 years young, and I am exactly at the point of 40. I have the stamina, I have the energy of a 40-year young woman, because I take bioidentical hormone replacement therapy on a daily basis. And so that is super, super important to me personally, because I do work and I want to remain agile, and I do want my brain to continue working. Of course, ladies, just listen to this. You cannot change everything in life with hormone replacement therapy. Of course, your skin will age because this is just part of life. But your energy, your hot flashes, your stamina, your desire, your sex drive will be there as if it was when you were 40 years of age. And I think that that is a huge plus for women, and it's a huge plus and huge reason to go and spend the money and invest in yourself and go and get into the treatment with a professional physician who specializes in hormone replacement therapy. Because it is such a lucrative business, because as I said, this can cost you between $3,000 to $5,000. And because it's not regulated, you have a lot of physicians, dentists, psychiatrists, podiatrists, physicians, orthopedic physicians that have nothing whatsoever to do with a woman's body as far as their studies are, but because there is a MD or DO behind or in front of their name, they can practice bioidentical hormone therapy. I live permanently in Miami, and I can tell you that I observed this 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, there were doctors jumping like mushrooms everywhere, guys that had absolutely no experience, no practice, but it was a very lucrative business, and they went into bioidentical hormone replacement therapy and opened offices all over South Florida. This is why I say that it is up to you, to look and find somebody that has great reputation, that has great reviews, that you did your due diligence, because you do not want to go to somebody who is a charlatan or somebody who has very basic knowledge that can screw up your life. And they do it just for money. Because please, ladies, just understand, hormones are so crucial to the human body. And if somebody messes you up and messes your hormones up and doesn't understand how to balance it and doesn't understand even histologically what happens to your body, and doesn't understand that your family history or your history, and doesn't do testing, whether it's, even as far as cancers are concerned, and they just prescribe you, they can screw your life miserably. And they can prescribe you, give you elevated levels of testosterone, and you suddenly become hairy like a man. You will gain weight like never before, and you will have real difficulties getting rid of the weight that you have. You can become depressed. You can become suicidal. So let me just explain you, it's not a game. This is not a joke. But what I can tell you is that it is a life savior if you understand and you prepare yourself and you do your due diligence before you have full-fledged menopause. Once you start, your period becomes less, your period becomes irregular, you age, you know that you are nearing the end of your menstrual cycles. This is the time when you have to start researching and looking for reviews and looking for recommendations to find somebody. And again, I will tell you, it is not easy, guys. It's very, very difficult to find a knowledgeable and experienced doctor. Gynecologists, if they are not trained, if they are not experienced, if they didn't do it for years, are not the right people to treat you with hormone replacement therapy, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, because they are only trained in hormones, traditional hormones, but not bioidentical hormones. And they will just put you on one or another medication and then tell you goodbye, okay, come back in half a year. So you have to be very careful. Just because somebody is an OBGYN does not mean that they are experienced and that they are knowledgeable in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. It really requires somebody that decided to dive into this and decided to do a lot of due diligence and studies and is a medical doctor and is providing these services. So as I said, you know, some endocrinologists are the people that I would trust because they know so much on the endocrine and hormone system of the human body. So they would be the people probably where I would start looking for, unless you have an experienced gynecologist who does practice bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. But as I said earlier, if you have history of cancer, if you had cancer, you cannot go and do either or. You cannot do traditional hormone replacement therapy, nor can you do bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, because when you use hormones such as progesterone and estrogen and you have cancer, you actually are stimulating ovarian cancer. You are stimulating breast cancer. So this has to be all balanced. But is it possible to do so? Absolutely. I lived like this for 16 years, and I would not do it any other way, and I'm very fortunate. Now I can tell you my daughter is not as fortunate as me, because my daughter suffered from PCOS since she was 14, then she went into endometriosis, and she had stage 4 endometriosis, and so by the age of 40, all her organs were out. She underwent 18 surgeries from age 14. They were cutting and cutting and cutting because endometriosis is a horrible disease. It's worse than cancer because the disease itself is not curable. And all you can do is cut out the endometrial growth the attachments as it attaches itself to different organs. And if it wraps around your organs, it chokes your organs, the organ has to be removed, and that was the case. I believe that I made some a podcast about endometriosis, so I don't want to go into this. I want to leave this at the bioidentical hormone replacement therapy and what you can look for and what you can expect when you go into menopause. So my daughter, as I said, cannot do bioidentical hormone replacement therapy because she doesn't have a uterus, she doesn't have a tube, she doesn't have ovaries, she doesn't produce, so she cannot take a estrogen, and she cannot take a testosterone. So this is a very complicated situation, and this is something that, you know, some people have to be fortunate. Some people are more fortunate than others. I was fortunate. Maybe you listeners that have all your organs intact, you are fortunate that you can go and you can get treated with bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. But some people are not fortunate. And my daughter is one of them. She cannot be treated because that would just induce the possibility of breast cancer. So you have all this has to be taken into account. Now, there are a few other things that do happen, and a lot of women can relate to it, and it's called the itchy-bitchy. Your skin becomes extremely itchy. You suffer from allergies. These are some of the side effects that menopausal women have. And there is very little cure. There is very little that is known about this situation. But a lot of women suffer from very itchy skin and flare-ups and allergies. It comes with the, unfortunately, but it comes with the territory being in menopause. I personally would say this. You can preserve your health. You can keep your mental abilities up there with bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, but you cannot do 100% is you cannot stop the aging process. Your skin will age. Your skin will be dry. What you can do and what you should do is you should seek alternative and additional skin treatments and skincare products that would nourish your skin, that would hydrate your skin, that would exfoliate your skin, that would stimulate whatever collagen and elastin is left in your skin. And I would wholeheartedly say that, like I do personally, use my own products because I make my own products. I use a tremendous amount of hyaluronic acid. Since I went into menopause on my skin, I use hyaluronic acid as a base on my skin, and then I add hyaluronic acid under any cream, under any oil that I use. What I can tell you as a woman that is 16 years postmenopause, since your skin dries out, and there is very little that you can do. Yes, you can take vitamins, you can take supplements, but it's an aging, it's a process, it's an aging process. And because you lose most of your collagen, you lose most of your elastin, that is something that just diminishes with age. You have to supplement your skin. So, what is the approach to menopausal skin? Exfoliation is very, very, very important. Exfoliation, the skin, exfoliating the skin, removing the dry layers of or the dry cells, the dry skin, the surface of the skin, which becomes very often very, very dry. Staying out of the direct sunlight, using sunblock, hydrating your skin, the base, in my opinion, there are two principles by which I go. I use, since I went into menopause, hyaluronic acid is the first thing that I use. So I include hyaluronic acid in all my products, but I use it by itself. It's the first thing that comes on my skin as food for my skin. And I am a big, big believer. I use a lot of oils, oil extracts, serums from different plants, from different extracts. And I don't use any chemicals, but I use tremendous amount of oily serums that are made, that I make from different plants, different extracts, because your skin is so dry, because you need to replenish your skin. So if you exfoliate the skin, if you remove the dead cells at least once a week, if you slough off the dead cells, you apply hyaluronic acid on your skin, be it your face, be it your body, and then you apply oily serums to your skin will be able to absorb it, your skin will be able to pull it under. Now, why is hyaluronic acid so important? And why is this the number one product that every woman should use? Because hyaluronic acid can hold 1,000 times its weight in water. What is hyaluronic acid? Hyaluronic acid is actually a component, like a gel, that we all have in our body in order for us to move our fingers, our toes, our elbows, our knuckles. We have gel. gel between our bones, our knuckles, our ligaments. That gel is hyaluronic acid. The hyaluronic acid that I'm talking about is synthetic, is derived, made in pharmaceuticals. And that particular hyaluronic acid is identical to the hyaluronic acid that is in the human body, but we lose it. But because it has the ability to hold 1,000 times its weight in water, it is an amazing, amazing product that can help to keep your skin plump, plump for 8 hours, which means that if you in the morning you wake up, and this is the routine that I have, and this is the routine that I would recommend every woman, whether you are white, whether you are black, whether you are dark, makes no difference. The routine that I would recommend, if you are particularly, if you're already at the menopausal stage, in the morning, I tell you my routine, what I do. In the morning when I get up, I wash my face with water, then I take 2 globs of my oil cleanser, and I apply it on my face. I massage my face with the oil cleanser, massage it for 10 seconds. Then I take a washcloth with warm water and make it wet, and then I wash off the cleansing oil from my face with the washcloth with warm water. The washcloth, I drain the water out of it, and then I wipe my face. So when you use the washcloth, it also sloughs off any dead cells that were accumulating during the night. After I do that, then I take a toner on my skin. So usually I use an alpha hydroxy, like a glycolic acid toner or a mandelic acid toner. And this is a pH balance, but it's also a brightener. It brightens my skin. So I wipe my skin with a piece of cotton. I just wipe my skin with the AHA toner, so glycolic acid or mandelic acid. That brightens and freshens up the skin. I throw the cotton away. Then I take the hyaluronic acid serum, and I apply a few drops in the palms of my hands, and then I massage that into my face and into my neck. Remember, my face starts in my chest line, so in my décolleté line. So the whole thing is applied from my chest up. I apply the hyaluronic acid. And then I apply a serum, an oil-based serum. You know, I have different ones. For different skin types and for different conditions, summer, winter, for morning, for evening. I apply that on my skin, and that allows the hyaluronic acid to take a lot of the moisture out and into the epidermal level. So it keeps my skin moist and plump. Later on, if I go out, I apply on top of my skin mineral makeup. So either I apply already mixed mineral makeup that's already ready in a bottle, or I use mineral makeup in powder that I make, and I take 2 drops of my oil that I used on my face, on my serum oil, and I take 2 drops in the palm of my hand, and then I pour a little bit of my mineral makeup powder, and I mix it in my palm of my hand, and it becomes liquid makeup, right? But it's liquid because it's mixed in the serum oil. I mix it, and then I apply it all over my face, all over my neck, all over my chest. Just very simple. The reason I use mineral makeup, because mineral makeup is made out of zinc oxide and dioxide. Zinc is a mineral. Zinc is a natural deflector for the ultraviolet light. So zinc will protect you from the ultraviolet light. So for discoloration, for age spots, for freckles, for burning, this is a natural sunblock. So it's a sunblock, it's a natural sunblock, and it's also a makeup that it actually covers any imperfections that you have on your skin. And who doesn't have imperfection after 50 on their skin? And it gives you an even skin tone. Then you can put your blush, you can put your lipstick, lip liner, eye makeup, mascara, and you are done. This is what I do in the morning. It depends again where you live, what time of the year it is. I use also a spritz. I have a spritz that I make, and that spritz has hyaluronic acid in it as well. And I spritz it on my face during the day. Again, it depends what your condition is, it depends how dry your skin is, it depends what environment you are. If you are in the winter and you are in places that there is heating, then you need to spritz several times a day because the heat, the heat actually pulls any moisture out of your skin and dries your skin out. So you hydrate your skin with the spritz. Then when I come home, the first thing I do, guys, I get home, I get undressed, change my clothes, and I go to my bathroom. Now, I clean my face, and this is very important. So the first thing I do is I take my oil-based cleanser, and I take 2, 3 drops of the cleanser in my hand. Remember, I have makeup on. And I massage the oil all over my face and my eyes and my mascara and my eye makeup. I take a washcloth, make it wet with warm water, and I wipe everything off. My eye makeup as well. I rinse the washcloth off. I repeat that again. I take again 2, 3 drops of the cleansing oil, and I do it one more time. All the makeup actually should be gone. When you do that, you rinse it off, and then I use a milk cleanser. This is very important, a milk cleanser. It takes me exactly, I would say, maybe a minute to do everything I'm telling you. Then I take a milk cleanser and I put it all over my face and massage it into my face. I take the washcloth. I wipe my face off, I wash off the milk cleanser, take the washcloth, I rinse it again, wipe my face again. Then I take AHL, I use glycolic acid toner, and I wipe my face after the last cleansing. I wipe my face, and then I again put hyaluronic acid all over my face, neck, and chest, and then I put a serum for the night. An oil serum, but the oil serum for the night is richer most of the time than the serum for the daytime. And that's it. And that's what I do for my face. I go later on, I shower. If I wash my face again because water came on my face, then I just repeat the steps. I don't have to cleanse because I already cleansed. Then I can just wipe again quickly with the toner, put hyaluronic acid, and put a serum on. But the first thing that I do when I come home, and the reason I suggest to women do this, because women that work, you know, you come home, there's 10 million things that you have to do, and you put yourself last. But if you make it a habit that the first thing when you come home, you go to the bathroom, you put your handbag, you take your shoes off, and you put your handbag on a table, and you go to your bathroom. Take off your clothes, and the first thing you do is wash your face. Clean your face. So you spend 2 minutes on taking care of your face. Your face is taken care of. Even if you are that tired, and you say, I'm not taking a shower, I'm that tired, I showered in the morning, I'm tired. Your face is clean. Your face is ready to go to sleep. Your face is ready to put on a pillow. There is no makeup, there is no dirt, there's nothing because you did that as the first thing when you came home. Then you take care of your children, then you take care of your husband, then you take care of cooking, then you take care of school. Then you do everything. This should be the first thing that you do when you come home. Just imagine that you need to pee. So you come home and you are running to the bathroom because you need to pee, you can't hold it. Well, it's the same thing. Run to the bathroom because you can't wait to take your makeup off. So that's my suggestion. That's the regimen that I personally do for myself, and that's the regimen that I would suggest for every woman, every menopausal woman. Now, ladies, if this resonates with you, if this makes sense to you, and you would like to come and have a consultation with me, you would like to come and get some treatments, like clinical treatments that are more intense, like I have treatments for the skin to regenerate the skin. I have LED treatment, I have laser treatments. I do treatments, polarized light treatments for the skin. I do a lot of alternative treatments for the skin because remember, I come from Europe. I come from Eastern Europe, and alternative treatments for the human skin, I was raised with it. This is how I grew up. So this is what I know and this is what I practice. So if you can make it to my location in Bay Harbor, Miami Beach, which is my location for 38 years, or you can make it to my second location in Atlanta, in Noonan. Noonan is a suburb of Atlanta. Then by all means, you're more than welcome to do so. You can call me. My telephone number is 305-864-3333. 305-864-3333. You can call me or you can email me. You have a question. medspa33154@gmail.com. medspa33154@gmail.com. So you can email me, you can ask me questions, or you can call me. And we can schedule an appointment, or if you have a question, by all means, you can get in touch with me, and I'll gladly answer your question. And if you have suggestions, because, you know, many times people don't feel comfortable to talk directly, they're intimidated, but they have questions. You can feel free to email me and ask me questions. And if there are topics that you would like me to talk about, then by all means, email me, call me, tell me if there are topics that you would like me to cover. I will do it if I can do it. Okay? So I thank you so very much. And what I ask from you is if you think that you acquired value and you learned something from this podcast, then I would ask you to share my podcast, to share my link with other people, with other women like yourself that can benefit and can learn from what I talked about today. I thank you very much. Until next time, Eva, bye-bye.